Okay, you're very welcome along to That's Entertainment here on the 9 till noon show. It is Friday. That means we get to welcome into studio a gentleman, Michael Leddy, who... What are you laughing at?
A gentleman,
Michael Leddy, who,
to say.
Believe it or not, in 2012, and I think that was around the time of the... Not 2022 was, actually represented Letterkenny at the Cooper Hill cheese rolling competition, which I think is amazing. Now, this competition is unbelievable. So from the top of a hill, a 7 or 9 pound round double Gloucester cheese is sent rolling down the hill, which is 200 yards long. He came second. Congratulations. And also with us is...
No way.
Yeah, he did.
That's true, yeah.
And also with us, Katie McGee, who, believe it or not, is, and you might not even realise this exists, an extreme ironer. It is, and she caused controversy. You might have saw it in the Democrat, in that she was had to be rescued because she took her iron and ironing board to the top of Argyll during Storm Isha. And then all the rescue teams. It's nothing to do with gender. Extreme ironers are both male and female, and thems and theys. Yeah. So don't you worry about it, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
But anyway.
I've never rolled cheese, though.
Yeah, no, but that's his thing.
Weather, I'd show you after the show, but the weather's not suitable.
Yeah, okay. Now, listen, guys, how are you all getting on?
Good.
How are you, Katie?
All good. Yeah, excited to be back for another little jaunt.
A little jaunt. And yeah. Michael, how was your week?
Anything My happened? Week has been building to that introduction.
Yes, of course.
Well, building. Yep. I feel like Monday, Tuesday, I was like, I wonder what Greg's going to say this week.
Did you do anything interesting?
I didn't really. I was watching a bit of TV, doing a bit of work. And that's my life.
Yeah, what about, work and TV and, of course, sleeping.
And sleeping, yes.
Katie, did you do anything interesting? How have you been this week? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Did you have any fun?
I found this week very long. Did anyone else find this week very long?
No.
I don't know why. Flew. I just did. I felt like it was Friday, like on Tuesday. Do you know, one of them ones where just every day kind of felt long.
And was it Ted? No.
Maybe it's because you kind of we kind of be looking forward to the longer weekend. Maybe
probably, yeah.
And you sort of the week feel... Like if you take a Monday off and you think, 4-day week, and then it feels like a 7-day week.
I know,
in a working week, psychologically.
It's like January, it has 85 days in it.
Yeah, that's what a few people have said that to me.
That being said, again, January flew for me.
Did do something exciting. I won't name the show, but there's an upcoming show and I'm helping out on the tech side of it. And the tech side of a production in the Hungry Nun, the technical stuff is going to be something that's never been done before. And I had a meeting on, was it Tuesday night? I don't even know what night it was. But it was very exciting to finally see what I'm going to be doing behind the scenes.
A text thing that's never been done before.
I think it's never been done before, yeah.
Well, I'm very fascinated by that.
Well,
holograms, they've been done before.
In about a few weeks away. I won't mention anything yet. But
you can't.
I won't, because that's not my place to say it, yeah.
But still, I find it somewhat hard to believe. Not going to lie to you.
And how was your week, Greg?
My week was fine. Uneventful, really. Didn't really do anything.
Okay.
I tell you what I did, actually. And it's cost me €250, and I'm really very unhappy about it. I let my accidentally home insurance lapse.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? So I rang the company back, and I said to them, look, I've apologies. You know, I tried to do the all innocent thing. And because it was over 30 days, they wouldn't even quote me.
No.
They wouldn't quote me. Their renewal was like $390, and the cheapest I could get was $610. And I am gutted. Yeah. I am absolutely devastated.
Because
I'm so tight and it's just €300.
But everybody, everyone has to watch money. Yeah, everyone. It's the life we lead.
And the mortgage came out this week. That came out. Credit union loan came out. And I'm running low on oil.
You're good for nothing this
If we could get that GoFundMe page up and running, I would really appreciate that. Save a soul. Trigger Point last Sunday was excellent. I don't have Sky or Netflix, and it's good to see a good programme on terrestrial TV. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
It's a lot of stay still, don't move. I haven't seen it. I watched a couple of episodes, but it's a lot of don't move, stay still. Going to see Dick Whittington at St. Eugene's Hall, Maville, on Sunday.
Went the other night.
I'll do the jokes. Went the other night and could not stop laughing. Great. Crack. Brilliant stuff. And a little plug in there as well, which I like. There's a plug in there in case. Absolutely. Is the ticket still available? Watching rugby tonight. Come on, Ireland. Tonight against France. That's the Six Nations, which will be interesting over the weekend. Right, OK. Let's start with you, Michael.
Yes.
BritBox on Sky. What in God's name is BritBox Sky?
No, you're Vigil. Vigil is the name of the show. It's on BritBox. Is one of those platforms. Some people may have it. It's just another streamer.
OK. Yeah. Do you have to pay for it?
Yeah.
OK, great.
If you're inside the Republic of Ireland, you won't have access unless you use a VPN.
Yes.
So friends of mine. But if you're in the north, you can
That's
get it.
That's fine, yeah.
And it's got a great library. It have friends of mine.
Is it?
Well, it has.
If Morse, you're yes. Silent Witness.
Only Fools.
You know,
yeah,
is
it's
that
got the BBC ITV. I don't have it, but I'm aware of people who do have it. I don't have access to the programs that are on it. This is a new program, though, Vigil. So is Vigil not...
Dodgy Box! Vigil. Sorry, I have a slight chest infection.
I hope that that gets fixed, but it always recurs on a Friday morning between 11 and 12. Vigil was on the BBC before Christmas.
Yeah.
And Vigil is back for its second season. This was one of the highlights of TV for me 2 years ago, 2022. In fact, I thought the first season was absolutely fantastic. It was set on a submarine. It was about a murder on a submarine.
I remember you mentioning this.
Saran Jones is the lead actress in this, playing Detective Amy Silva. And she had to go onto the submarine to investigate a murder. And it was brilliant because, you know, she was going up against people that were sort of like, well, they didn't really have to answer her questions, but they were sort of, you know, and they could tell her to F-O if they wanted. They were like, look, we're indulging you, you know, whatever. But she was like, it's a murder on Scottish soil, technically, you know.
That's
she doesn't
Scottish
talk.
Accent.
That's the best I can do. It was one of those shows where I was very surprised it got a second season. Like the flight attendant, you know, the flight attendant came back for a second season, which wasn't as good. And I love Kaylee Cuoco, and I thoroughly enjoyed the first season of the Flight Attendant, season two, not so much. And now we find out in the last week that it's not getting a third season, to nobody's great surprise. Vigil returned for a second season, and I was surprised they could find another way to make that story. But anyway, it's a new case. It's no longer a submarine. And what this time happens is there is an incident in Scotland with drones. There's a military exercise.
Yeah.
And seven people die. One of the drones is hijacked, basically. Four drones and one of them is hijacked. And two of the drones were controlled in Scotland, but two were controlled in a made-up country in the Persian Gulf. And because the murder happened on Scottish soil... How's that? That's pretty good. Pretty good? No, he's shaking. It's terrible. Because the murder happened on Scottish soil, Amy Silva, who has experience working with the military, as in the Navy, she has to... investigate this, the murders and who did it. So what the show does in season two, for the six episodes that aired before Christmas, it tries to recreate that idea. Instead of being in a submarine, she's on an Air Force base in the Persian Gulf.
Does it work?
It's not as strong as season one because you can see what they're trying to do. They're trying to put this situation, you know, they're really trying to recreate a lot of the stuff. But... I felt it's the season, the six episodes sagged a lot in the middle, But I have to say, by the time I got to episode five and six, it really came into its own.
That's not acceptable in this day and age. You stuck with it, many wouldn't, and there's other programs you do. I just feel a little bit like, you know, maybe they should plan that they're going to go to a season two.
Oh,
you know,
give us
the answers, but set it up because I know they can't tell what's a hit or not, but it can't be too difficult to hedge your bets.
After The Flood, which is the ITV show is running at the moment, now that's a very much a self-contained story. It's very good. It's getting good reviews. And I have a weird feeling they'll figure out some way to bring PC Joanna back.
She's dead, is she?
No, I mean back for another murder mystery.
Oh,
she's the investigator on the show. So Vigil came back. I don't think season two is as strong as season one, but it's still a good thriller. It's just you kind of know they're really trying hard to be like, God, she can't be in a submarine again. What can we do that's sort of like a submarine?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So they put her in the Middle East and... It works. It works to a certain degree. I put it this way: I would have given season one a 9.5 or a 10. I thought it was a great thriller. I'd give this probably about an 8. So it's still good TV.
I think if you hadn't seen the first, it maybe would be a 9 kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, okay, that's Vigil.
Vigil.
It's on BritBox Sky.
And it's also on. Yeah, it's on different platforms.
Have a look around. Search it. Vigil. VIGIL.
Or people may have watched it. This was on BBC One before Christmas. So again, a lot of people may have seen it and may want to text in and say. That Egypt's wrong and explain why I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Can't read out all those messages, yes, there, Michael.
That would keep us here till 1 o'clock. John Breslin would be like, my show has to start.
Deep Waters. Deep Water. Now, what's it called? I watched it during the week. I got an hour to myself during the week, and I watched it. It's on Netflix. Dangerous Water, Deep Water. It's terrible. It really is terrible.
It's not the Native American show.
No, it's about a boat and stuff. But anyway, I'll find the name of it. Just wondering if anyone watched it. It's so brutal. The acting is just terrible.
Is that the one where they got stuck? No, that's not the one they got stuck.
No, they're all kind of this deep dive. I can't remember what it's called.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. It's not called Deep Water. I'll come back to that. I should have thought about that before I mentioned
opening
it.
Opening the can of worms.
Precisely. because you're going to talk about Netflix now. I give it a year. Rose Byrne always enjoys stuff she's in.
Yeah, and I did. I did speak about another Rose Byrne one there, The Last Day. Which one I can't...
Little Girl Crush.
Do you know what? I do enjoy her. And yep. This is another one that really works. I think it's... alludes to the how well the British and American comedy mixes and creates something kind of new. But it's kind of an underrated one, this one, and it's kind of why I chose it. It's really, really funny. It's a really, really good comedy. Like that, you have Rose Byrne, Steve Merchant, as everyone knows, from one of the creators of The Office. And he's also in a lot of Ricky Gervais's productions.
Okay, extras.
And
he had a cameo in an episode of 24.
Did he?
Yes, so did Ricky Gervais, but they cut that out because Ricky Gervais was far too recognisable.
Oh,
but they were both
in
24 because they were huge fans.
Yeah. Anne Ferris, Olivia Colman from Peep Show and The Crown, and Minnie Driver as well from Good Will Hunting.
Good cast, isn't it?
That's a fantastic
really
cast.
Really good cast, yeah. There's other recognisable actors in it, but Deep Fear.
Yeah.
But it's basically about this couple that get married, and it's about their first year of marriage. And it is basically how their friends are kind of sort of maybe betting against them a bit. But they only kind of get to know each other, I suppose, in that first year of marriage, and what kind of really annoys one another in that. So there's a lot of really good comedy in it. And I really recommend it. Steve Merchant is a scream in it. He really, really is. Really good.
He's a very funny guy. Like,
yeah. It's silly. I'll not lie. There's a bit of it's a bit low brow at parts. A bit of the lewd humor, as they say. Not all like that, but there are certainly elements of it in it. So if that's not your thing, or if you're not into kind of silly humor, but it's definitely one for one to chill out and watch, and kind of if you're not really interested in watching anything too serious. So I enjoyed it. Really good.
Is that old? I'm not sure. Is it a new film?
It's 2013, but you know,
like to try and assemble that cast now.
Yeah. Well, like that, it wasn't a made for Netflix movie or anything like that. But it's just one that people aren't really as aware of as some of the other.
And I'm a fan of some of those people, particularly Rose Byrne, and I wasn't aware of it at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's 10 years ago, so that must have been really short release or something.
Yeah, I don't really know why, to be honest with you, that it's not bigger than it is, because it has every reason to be as big as any of the other kind of any of those other kind of comedies, you know.
What would you give it out of 10?
I would say an 8. Eight and a half,
okay,
maybe.
Yeah, for a comedy, because comedies are, you know, they're often disappointing. You know?
You kind of have to be in the humour for that kind of... for
humour's subjective. Like, two people won't necessarily... Like, somebody... I that sounds like a film. I've took note of that because it sounds like something I'd enjoy. But somebody else might be like, oh, this is a bit stupid.
Yeah, and it's the type of humour. And as you say, it's really subjective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have more from Katie and Michael on the way. Don't forget, tell us what you're doing. 086 60 25,000. Anything exciting planned for the weekend? What do you intend to watch? What are you going to do? All right, before we go back to Michael, well, we're not going back to him because he's here ever present. The Birthday Bash is upcoming. What's that? This is not too far away. This is next month. Katie, what's going on?
Yeah, so this goes on sale today. It'll go on sale on our website at 12 o'clock this afternoon, so just after the show, and tickets are available. So it is on Tuesday the 19th of March in the Mount Errigal Hotel, as always. And this year we are having Margot, and she'll be our the main entertainment for the evening. But we'll also have Brendan Quinn, Declan Nerney, Patrick Feeney, and as ever, we'll be compared and joined by David James. So we'll have ticket only option, and then we also have packages on sale. So dinner, bed and breakfast, and ticket to the
show. Could you sort of try and make this more featurey rather than ad break, rather than advert? Just like, you know, throw a bit of your personality in there or something.
I know. I don't know what happens, me. I switch.
I know. Like, it's supposed to be fun.
You
know,
should be like, yeah. And we have Margot. And I can't believe we have
her. Yeah. Declan Ernie. You know so Declan. He's great. Patrick and Noel Dave will be there.
I did
beautiful man, Eric. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have so much fun. And you know...
It is good fun. And you know what?
But you're not selling it to me. I'm not feeling like, you know...
You don't want to come?
No, I do, but you're putting me off.
Oh, you have to go. That'll ruin the night for everyone.
No, it's just going to be fantastic. We're celebrating our birthday. How old are we?
We are 34.
Woo! Hollywood Radio Center. And it'd be brilliant the more people come along and celebrate our birthday, because I'm sure it's going to be an extra special night because it's our birthday.
Hooray! And I do, because, like, in fairness, when people were coming out of the Christmas concert, they
this microphone and you, I'll tell you, it's going to be a serious falling out.
Oh,
here.
My God.
Pick a side. Just pick a side of the mic and I'll move it to that side.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, you were saying I'm ruining your flow, Katie. Go on ahead.
He's terrible,
no,
isn't he?
No, I'm
terrible. He's terrible.
People were coming out of the Christmas concert, and I think nearly every person asked when the next one is.
Yeah,
had
that's
really,
great.
No, really
it is good
fun.
The next Christmas concert? Well, it's probably 12 months. I mean, even I know that, and I wasn't there.
You're such a smarty pants.
Michael, who invited you?
Caroline, a long time ago, and boy, does she regret it.
She just keeps coming back.
So you can get a ticket for the night, but if people are listening and they want to make a night out of it in Derry or Strabane or Gwyddor, and people travel up and down, there's a package as well, which includes overnight accommodation.
Yep, all and right, dinner, bed and breakfast and all that sort of stuff.
And
there,
is it on the website portal?
It will be, yeah. From
what's it called again?
The outlet. Outlet. Yep. How could you forget?
Because it's a terrible name. The Highland Shop. So
that's
simple.
That's really catchy. Isn't it?
Come here. I'm going to walk up the boardwalk and the footpath and the sidewalk to the outlet.
Now, that's a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
Well done. Now, man, that's putting me to shame.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm from Glasgow.
You should ever get involved. I just don't think you should ever get involved in marketing. I just don't think, I don't think Anya or Corinne are going to be, calling you anytime soon.
Well, don't
for your
mention names now all of a sudden, because now you've made it quite personal. So.
Anyway,
love the name. Sure.
Sure. Anyway, look, it's on the outlet. They'll be on the outlet from 12 noon today. And we have tickets here as always. And they will be down in the Mount Dergal this afternoon as well.
Okay, brilliant.
Excellent.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And it will be a fantastic night at the legend that is. And, you know, the words chucked around a bit. Margot is an absolute legend.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. Brendan Quinn, Declan Nerney, Patrick Feeney and David James will be comparing. It is Tuesday the 19th of March this year. It's in the Mount Argyle Hotel, which is always a great setting. Tickets available now, and you can sort of package it all together as well if you want to do an overnight stay. But they're more limited, obviously, than the tickets, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So get in quick.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
If you want to give us a buzz, 07491 25000, and we'll give you more info on that. It's going to be a good night, I think.
Yeah.
And Highland Radio 34. How much are the tickets Caroline wants to know?
€30 per ticket.
€30 per ticket. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Aquaman 2 in the cinema. Aquaman 2 in the cinema.
Aquaman 2.
In the cinema.
In the cinema. And
you
this
went
is
to
Aquaman
see this?
2. Yes.
The
I went along
one.
To see this. Fionnuala. I was going to say dragged me along, but that's not necessarily... Anyway. This is one of those DC superhero movies. And I have to say, in the last couple of years, I wouldn't have gone to see any of them. I had sort of not lost... I had lost interest, I suppose. But Fionnuala wanted to see this, and Shazam 2, and Black Adam, and a couple of other guys I know wanted to see The Flash. So I ended up seeing a good chunk of this final dying ebbs of the DC movie universe. The DCEU, as it's been called, has come to an end. This is the version of DC Comics that had Henry Cavill as Superman and Ben Affleck as Batman. And this is the 15th or 14th movie in that universe, and it's the last one because it just wasn't working and there's going to be no more. This came out over Christmas. And I have to say, reviews were mixed on this. 34% from professional critics, 81% from the fans, and myself and Fionnuala very much in that second. I wasn't expecting to enjoy it, but I ended up really enjoying it. For all its flaws, It's a movie that borrows a lot from other movies. It borrows from the Thor movies with Thor and Loki. But it owns it because at one point Aquaman says to his brother, "Go on, Loki." It borrows from Harry Potter, but it also references Prisoner of Azkaban.
Knows what it's doing,
so yep. It knows what it's doing, and it's sort of, it's a fun movie. Jason Momoa is really, really good as this character. He's larger than life. But the surprise for me was Patrick Wilson. I've never warmed to Patrick Wilson. I've seen him in The Conjuring. I've seen him in Fargo Season 2. But I've never liked him until this movie. And basically the story picking up from the first one is that at the end of the first movie, he had sent his brother to a undersea prison for his misdeeds. But now there's a catastrophe looming. And what would you believe it? He has to get his brother out and get his brother to help him. Mm-hmm. What? So the two of them have to team up, and it's one of those reluctant partnerships where they're constantly bickering. And some critics didn't like that, but I did. I was laughing and I enjoyed seeing the brothers sort of work together and reconcile. Yes, we've seen it 100 times before, but I'd give it a good solid 7 out of 10 because I was laughing and I thought the visual effects were beautiful. It looked great.
It is, but it creates a alternative reality.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The CGI doesn't look like real people underwater.
No, it doesn't. Much. It's a middle ground between an animated film and a live action film.
Yeah.
You know, you really, there's a lot of CGI animation in this film because you're underwater a lot. It didn't bother me, but mileage may vary. Some people can look at it, as you say, and be like, well, it doesn't look, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But if you like these films, you're going to like that. So you say the DCU, MCU, is what?
It's finishing.
What is that again?
It's the connected universe of Henry Cavill as Superman, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, Ben Affleck as Batman. Yeah. That's all done. And they're starting fresh. A new actor has been announced and they're filming. He's not a famous actor. I don't know
his name. For what?
For Superman. A new actor has been announced for Superman. And they're starting with fresh. There's James Gunn as the guy.
I think they've given up on something they've destroyed here.
Yeah. The feeling from a lot of reviewers and fans is that the take on Superman under Zack Snyder was not a great take. Mm. It was too dark. Superman, I read Superman comics. I was reading a Superman issue, not last night, the night before last. Superman's not meant to be a dark, twisted, tortured character. He's a Boy Scout. That's who Superman
but
is.
But just back in the day, right, when I was younger, you know, you watched Superman, okay, and there was 1, 2, 3, and 4 or whatever, and liked them as weird. And then you watched Batman.
Yes.
And then there was Batman.
Returns and Forever.
Yeah, exactly. And then that was it. Now, instead of, it has to be all intertwined and complicated, and Aquaman's there and...
Yeah. Well, they're doing away with that. It'll be moving forward. It'll be a new Superman from the beginning, and they're just starting fresh.
Yeah.
Basically starting fresh.
Do you remember Superman in one of the early films? He reversed time by flying around the world in the opposite direction.
Yes.
Yep. If only with that simple.
Yes. No. If only with that simple.
Okay. Right. Okay. So it's in the cinemas. It'll be coming to platform soon. I'd imagine.
Yeah, you know, it'll be finished.
It moves really, really quickly. The Good Doctor Disney Plus is one of those shows that it's pushed to me. Do you know what I mean? And it looks because I like that guy when he was in Bates Motel, and I feel like I probably would enjoy it. But I don't know, something stops me pulling the trigger on it. What is the basis of this program? Like, by the way, is it a drama, a thriller, a comedy,
It's a drama with some dry humour.
Okay.
Is probably the best way to describe it. Freddie Highmore is the actor you're referring to there, and quite rightly he was in the Bates Motel, which was also brilliant. I loved Bates Motel. This obviously is a completely different sort of show. Again, I was a little bit hesitant at the start to pull the trigger on this one as well, purely because, again, I was like, this is just a remake of House with the different actors.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, yeah.
But actually, it's the same maker, same creator, David Crane, I think.
Oh, you're close. I should know this.
Anyway, we'll skip over that.
Yeah.
but he is skip over that bit, right? This is where my personality comes in. This is what you're looking for before you start giving out to me.
Right? I'm not giving out. Don't try and I'm being framed as a boring old fart and now angry.
Anyway, no, he is a surgical resident in a hospital.
David Shore.
David Shore, thank you. I wasn't too far off.
So close.
But he is also autistic. So he obviously has to deal with his whole bedside manner and that kind of thing is a big thing for him.
Is that open or is that suppressed or?
No, it's known. Like okay, you know, yeah. It is known. Mm-hmm. He has there's another doctor who he's quite friendly with from a childhood, mm-hmm. Who kind of mentors him through it, and their relationship's quite permanent to the whole. His whole navigation through his career, but it's really interesting. It's really like that. It's endearing, you know, because he just says things as they are to really people who are quite more senior than him, and he just doesn't care. And it's, you know, like that. There's no sort of filter in that regard, and it's also clever, you know, like that. It has the cleverness of House, but and it it's funny like House, but it's different. Funny and it's different. It's a different setting.
So if you like House, you won't be disappointed. If you don't like House, you might still enjoy it.
You might, yeah, I think so because it's just a different. Like I don't think there's anything like it on the TV in terms of you wouldn't have somebody who has that. There isn't anything like that. We have somebody with a learning disability. Would that be the right phraseology of that? But it's you know in a role like that and seeing how it's managed. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, you know, they make it a little bit lighter by introducing a little bit of comedy into it as well. So, yeah, no, it's definitely a worthwhile watch. Definitely a worthwhile watch. I loved it. The first season I would give maybe a 9, 9.5. I just thought it was really, really good. Gets a little bit sort of, what's the word after? I think there's maybe 5 or 6 seasons of it. And the kind of,
oh, wow.
It drags on a little bit too long.
That's a lot. We're watching The Americans at the moment and we're into season 4, mm-hmm. and it's enjoyable, but it's a slog, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a bit slog. Samey after a while, I find. Yeah. You know, the character is kind of the same. They try and develop them in different ways and stuff, and it kind of doesn't really work.
Well, if it's gone for 6 seasons, it's ticking someone's boxes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Also, a show like that, which is a weekly, like some shows, really great shows. Are not meant for binging. They're just not meant.
Yeah, that's very true.
A weekly show, so it's never meant. It's not meant to be consumed.
Yeah,
it's just all in one.
It's there for the long haul. You're supposed to give the 6 years to.
I love House passionately from beginning to end. But when I've chatted to other people who have tried binging it, they're like, "Oh, it's if you watch 6 episodes of House, you do realize." Yeah. It's the same
but you
episode.
See, now, there,
it's the same episode.
That's where I have to disagree with you because I would sit up all night watching House, like episodes of House. I just I could binge that, watch that all day long. Cool. I think I thought it was brilliant. But
could you watch them out of order and just randomly?
Oh, well, now I can, yeah because so obviously
like
I've
Friends
seen them all.
Or something.
But no, like runs concurrently whenever you're, if you haven't seen
it
before.
Okay, I think my streak of not watching it's gone to be extended off the back of that review. No, and I don't mean that in any harm. I just don't think it's my type of.
It's not your cup of tea.
Type of show.
Yeah, I have wondered about pulling the trigger.
I'm quite shallow.
Myself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite shallow and just a long, drawn-out story.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that being said, you never know. There's not enough time in the day. That's the only problem.
That's
I don't know how
thing.
We all, how any of us squeeze anything in. Okay, that's Katie there with The Good Doctor, loving it. It's on Disney Plus. We have also Vigil. Which is available on BritBox, second series, and Michael's given that an 8.5. Aquaman 2, you liked?
Yeah, I'd like to give it a 7, yeah.
It'll be coming to your streaming platform, wherever it might
soon,
be.
Yeah.
Probably Sky has it, I'm not quite sure. And so far, I give it a year on Netflix, which is a film that sounds like you can just sit and watch it for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and enjoy
chill
it.
Chill out, yeah, absolutely.
And that's about the height of it. Okay, you're welcome back to the show. And I'm really pleased to welcome onto the programme Little John Nee, who brings his show Nettle Horse this Saturday, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. to On Green on Theatre in Letterkenny. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you on the programme.
Thank you for having me, Greg. I'm delighted to be here.
No, it's our pleasure. Right, tell us about this new show that you're bringing to Letterkenny at the weekend.
Well, Nettle Horse is a show. It's set in the year... It's set at different times, but the near future, let us just say it's set in the near future at a horse fair. And it's a character who sells edible beetles, which is not really a very attractive selling point for a lot of people, but it's a comedy and it's very funny, I have to say. The reason I know it's very funny is people laugh when I'm doing it, you know? And
it's always a good indication, isn't it?
Yeah. Because at this stage, sometimes I don't know what's funny and what's not funny, but the audiences are loving it. And if you look on the and Greenan site website, andgreenan.com, that has got vox pops of audience members all around the country saying how much they loved it. So I'm delighted, because you never know how a show's going to go, particularly when they're odd shows. Mm. And I make shows, you know, and this one has taken off beyond my dreams, you know. It's just really good.
What stage do you know? Is it when it gets in front of an audience? Because I think there's very few of us would have the confidence really to enter the process, especially if it's a little bit, you know, not the mainstream as such. And then get out. I mean, is it really the first airing in front of a live audience that you tweak? I mean, you've a strong indication, of course, with your experience and everything. But do you know what I mean? Because it's personal too, isn't it? This is your stuff.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny because I direct myself as well. But it's very funny. We were down in Listowel last night, and Leo Moran of the Saw Doctors came along. And I live in Tuam at the moment, you know, and Leo's a good friend of mine. So it was lovely that he was there, because he saw it when it was in my shed. And I was saying, what's this like? Is it any good, you know? So he encouraged me through that. So he was able to be there last night when he could see how the audience responded. And just like you say, you don't know until you're out in front of the audience. And but you can't get... I really, honest to God, didn't expect it to be... to go so well. Mm. Because it's a little bit odd. It's set in the future. And if you notice the vox pop, people don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, and they go on a journey of sorts with you, don't you? So I think really that makes it subjective to the audience member, and maybe that's why it's hard to pin it down, because to each person it might be something slightly different.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head there, and I emphasise that point as well, is because what people don't recognise is when a theatre fills full of people, you've got a collective imagination, you've got all these people, you're putting pictures into their heads, and everyone visualises differently. So everyone has a unique experience, and they relate things to their own lives and to their own experiences. So really, when you have an audience of 300 people or 200 people, or however many it is, they're going to have all different experiences. Mm. But there's some aspect that brings everybody together, you know.
I always think that's a great sign of good songwriting or good theatre writing, in that whilst someone might not have lived through a specific story or a tale or how it's being told or how the words are constructed in the song, it can feel personal to them or relevant to them. And I think when you get a piece of work that does that, I think that's when you really have connected with your audience.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, none of us have been at a horse fair in 2028. So it allows people to let go of a lot of their preconceptions, you know, as wide open for experiencing, you know. But there are some references to, like, things like Dockleafs. And you wouldn't be as old as me, but, like, Dockleafs used to be very, you know, multi-purpose, put it like that. And apart from stinging nettles to cure, there was lots of other little purposes that you just thought. Yeah. So we
go there. There's a song about an English country garden, isn't there, about picking up a leaf and what have you. right. And also, just how you tell the story. It is storytelling. There's song in there as well. I want people to sort of have a great sense of, if they're deciding what to do tomorrow night, to have a good sense of the show that you're putting on. We know it's going to be funny. We know there's going to be a great story told. But for those who've not seen your work before, just the presentation of it.
Well, thanks very much for the opportunity to do this. As visually as beautiful. I mean, I would say that, of course. But you can see photographs of it as well online. But it's got a backdrop set. They've looked after it meticulously as well, you know. There's an old cart, rusty cart, so visually it's very stimulating. And there's characters, some very small costume changes. And I try to make it very stimulating visually. I'm very active during it, you know, leaping around the place. There's dancing in it. There's, as I say, there's music. All the music is played live. There's loop pedals, there's songs, cool. There's incidental music and like that. Yeah, there's traditional storytelling and there's laughs.
Brilliant. Okay. And the reason I didn't fall off my seat when you mentioned Mink selling edible beetles, because I had a Beetle burgers in my hand in Aldi or Lidl there the other day, so it's not, it's not quite as shocking as it might want be. Beetle burgers, bug burgers, they're called. Can't remember what they're called. Yeah. They have a whole range of burgers and made out of insects. Disgusting.
Yeah, there you go. Isn't that mad now?
Okay.
Just, maybe I'll cook up a couple of them for the show as well. And
why
give
not?
Them out. Are you?
Come here. We're brainstorming. We're just jiving. Come here. Listen, we have you here tomorrow night in On Green On Theatre, Letterkenny at 8 p.m. I understand there are some seats available, but you have to get onto the box office ASAP. Little Johnny, lovely chatting to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a lovely day and safe journey up if you're not here already.
You might be able to make it yourself.
Indeed, indeed. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Thank you very much indeed, little John Nee there, who I didn't want to be ignorant, but I presume then he's referred to him as John. Don't you? Yeah. Little John Nee's
yeah,
but name, but you just.
His stage name is Little John. Yeah, it's a John.
But I was just a little bit, I didn't want to.
Yeah, sure
I hate
enough.
Using. Not using people's correct name.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back with Mickey and Catherine after we take this break. Right, I want to let you know that we're not here on Monday, but the DL debate is on Monday night. Lots to go through. I think it's going to be a litmus test for Donegal on Sunday in the league. And Pádraig Hilfoirthy is going to be joining Brendan Devaney in a semi-co-hosting position. He's going to be in throughout the year here and there. So he'll be dropping in studio at different times, as I mentioned, and they're going to be discussing all the GAA news. It's a huge weekend of action, of course. Guests on Monday night include Armagh legend Aaron Kiernan, Satanta and Donegal hurling great Niall Cleary, and the new Lavie manager, Brendan Maguire. That's 7 p.m. this Monday night live, plus the podcast. And as I say, Pádraig and Brendan sort of doing a two-hander this week, and they're going to be doing that here and there throughout the course of the year, so that's something to look forward to. Greg, Superman had the worst superhero disguise ever. He put on a pair of glasses. No one recognised him. How many superheroes do we need? They're just tearing the arse out of it at this stage with all these franchises. I agree fully with that. I don't want to upset you, and I even don't want to offer you a retort, but I do believe, Michael, that they are. Aidan Murphy is live from the Mount Argyle Hotel, Letterkenny, after 12. He's at the Home Build and Rebuild event, which is running all this weekend. So he and Shannon and Joe and the team down there, so go in and say hello, why don't you? And just before we finish up with Michael and Katie, March 2023, the National Dementia Inclusive Community Symbol was launched. And the symbol was created as a direct result of people with dementia wanting to see themselves represented and considered in the communities. It was developed in collaboration with people with dementia and those caring and or working to support them. The symbol acts as a sign of solidarity for people with dementia and their families, and also joins together all of the work and dedication that is happening locally to make an impact across our beautiful county. Since its launch, individuals, services, groups and businesses alike are displaying the symbol in local communities. For more info, by the way, you can go to understandtogether.ie or call 1-800-341-341. And here's a little bit more information for you.
Dementia. And the importance of social interaction. Being with each other, connecting and sharing experiences. But did you know social interaction plays a key role in helping people who are living with dementia? It's healthy, like exercise for the brain. And it supports well-being, which has positive benefits for the person. Staying socially engaged with friends and family has also been shown to boost self-esteem. A dementia-inclusive community enables people who are living with dementia to do just that, to live. Whether that's staying connected to or joining a club, taking up a hobby or visiting their local shop. Being with each other to talk and share experiences nurtures the soul and gives a sense of belonging. You can be that connection. Display the National Dementia Inclusive Community symbol in your organisation, community group or club. By displaying the symbol, you are helping to build dementia-inclusive communities and showing that people with dementia and their loved ones are supported in your area. For free training and more information, visit understandtogether.ie or call the National Helpline provided by the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland on free phone 1800 341 341 from the HSE.
Okie doke, great to be involved in that. all week. Okay, I'm off to the St. Bridget's Weekend Festival in Bundoran this weekend. Ooh, excellent. What's on? Tell us more. Sounds exciting. Hi all, watched Mr. Bates versus the Post Office. Heartbreaking story, which is still playing out as we speak. After watching the first episode, I ended up watching it all in one night, and that's definitely one I'm going to try and get a watch with. And it is developing all the while, because I think one of the people at the call centres of the, I can't remember what it is that was dealing with the postmasters and mistresses, is has given their first interview today, so that's never happened before. My daughter and I are off to Angill Day this evening for a fun night at Ongrianon. Can't wait for a great laugh. Katie, yours is a lovely weekend, from, I would say, from my perspective and your perspective.
Yeah.
Very kid-orientated.
Kid-orientated is right, so all the ball pits and the slides.
Can I get a hammer in tonight? Or later in the weekend, whenever. We don't have to tell you exact location and when.
Yeah. And all the bits and pieces, all the kids been brought here, brought there, brought everywhere, all over the weekend. And then finish off Monday night, go away for dinner with the husband.
All right.
For adult time. Very, very rare is the adult time. But
oh, adult conversation. Yeah. Oh, the economy. What do you think of the economy?
Yeah. But you know what? No, what
you're
ends
in
up
for a
happening
surprise,
is,
though, because my understanding is that you might have misinterpreted it, because he said he'd reserved a table for us on Monday night. You said, go and play snooker.
Yeah, exactly. Or, and then what ends up happening is you go out and you go, but aren't they great kids? And then you don't stop talking about them.
I know.
It's like, for
do you know
God's
what Molly
sake.
Did today?
So she's rough.
But
Bonnie.
Do you not find when you plan something, like if I'd planned that for me, see like Monday afternoon, I would start feeling exhausted, you know, and I'd be like, oh God, I can't be bothered. And, you know, I have to be spontaneous. Yeah. If it's planned, I'm like, oh, really? Should we leave it till Wednesday? Do you know what I mean? Two for one on a Tuesday.
I get that, because I'm a little bit on the flighty side myself. But no, I love going out for dinner. It's my favourite thing. I just love going out for dinner. Mm. I just, yeah.
Yeah, no, because it's nice to be, and this is thanks to the fantastic places we have. Sometimes it's just nice to feel that you're being treated to.
Yeah, and it's getting, I think the restaurants and the quality of the food locally and everything is getting better and better all the time. So, yeah.
Michael, your weekend, obviously rehearsals for your secret tech gig.
Yes, secret, and tech, I'm not on stage, but behind the scenes. Just
he's
tomorrow.
Doing a tech thing.
I'm doing a tech thing.
That's never been done before.
I think.
Have you tried switching it off and on?
It's never been done by me, let's put it that way, but I don't think it's ever been done quite like this at Ongrianon. It's going to be very exciting.
Kevin says, hi Greg and TV Treats. Darts is back on the telly tonight, but I hear Luke Littler got his own back by defeating Luke Humphreys in a recent quarter final. That's the dart with a heart, indeed. And it was last night they were playing the Premier League of darts last night. Luke Littler won one and lost one. The Bully, which is a very interesting name, beat him in the league last night. Did you know today's Groundhog Day? As February the 2nd from 12:30 GMT with the Groundhog Show, it's Shadow at Gobbler's Knob and Face and Second Winter. Now, I don't know what's just been said. I read it in good faith.
Yes.
Now, if I've offended anyone.
Do you not know about it, no?
Gobbler's Knob?
This is this whole thing of, you know about the ground, you know about the Groundhog Show.
I don't know anything about Gobbler's Knob.
It's a good movie, though, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it is a good movie as well, yeah.
Get onto the Groundhog Day part of that conversation. And it's a good movie.
I genuinely don't know what's going on. Is that in the film?
No, I don't think so.
What does that reference then?
Well, maybe it is in the film. But
should I Google it? Oh my God, am I in trouble?
It's meant to be. No, you're not. You're okay. You're on safe ground. Okay, you're on safe ground as far as I, yeah, no.
Yeah, Sky Cinema did Groundhog Day. They kept playing it all day. Do they still do that?
Do they actually?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They repeat the film.
But how do you know? How can you tell?
It's got to be an all-time fave film, simple but superb. Some say it was just remade. Just play the same film again. No one knows how long the cycle was for. 12 years, 6 months. This is like you talking about Aquaman to me. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. Hopefully I'm still on air on Tuesday. I haven't a clue what's going on, genuinely. Right, okay.
This is brilliant.
How is it?
This is live radio at its best. I'm loving this. It's hilarious. It's really good.
Right. Okay. American
like
Nightmare on Netflix. Is this the three-part documentary?
It is.
It's very good. Liked it.
You watched it.
I did.
Good. I'm glad that, because I'm curious to think what you liked it anyway, but It's interesting because it's been deemed or it's been pitched on social media as this next Gone Girl sort of, or the real life Gone Girl kind of thing. I don't know what he's laughing at.
I was still laughing at that thing. I think it was just brilliant. It was just funny, the whole thing.
We call him Ron Burgundy for the rest of the show. it's been pitched as this sort of, oh, real life Gone Girl story. Little bit inaccurate, yeah. To be fair,
the one thing I would say is if you're watching it, don't know anything about it and forget the Gone Girl reference.
Exactly,
just
and
watch
I didn't.
It as a three act.
Yes, a three act show.
Exactly.
That is a docuseries, but it's like that. I didn't read that reference until afterwards, and I was like, it's kind
but
of.
But I think that kind of the way it was covered by the American media, because in the American media, you can say someone's guilty or you can
say whatever. And that's really the premise of it. Yeah. So this is a story of a fella that rings up the police to say that they had a home invasion in the night and his girlfriend has been taken.
And
so
the story
that's
is,
how it
his,
starts.
His it's version a true of events story. Is ridiculous.
Yes.
No one could believe the circumstances of this home invasion and kidnap.
Yes, correct.
It's crazy.
Correct. And basically watch it unfold. There is it's quite evident, and again, myself and Fionnuala were talking about this, there is a slight propaganda to these things. Like, they want you to believe a certain way about the police or whatever over in the States, but there's no doubt that there is a level of negligence to this case. Like, you know, like... They made a decision very early on about it, and that's what they ran with, and they didn't really allow... They didn't investigate anything else.
Is this a bit like The Staircase?
No, it's cut and dry. It's a remarkable story, and it's played out in three parts, and the problem is like... The way the first part ended to set up the second part, and the way the second part ended, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's far more enjoyable.
Yes, yep.
If you know what I mean. Okay. Now, I think to some extent, even the picture that the Netflix used sort of give away the filmmaker's reveal of the second episode and the third, which is kind of unfortunate. But I would highly recommend it. I thought it was great.
Yes. Also, really another thing that it's
10 seconds, if that's okay.
Okay, just the media over in the States and how they portray things and then have to go back on themselves with no apology.
And stuff. And also no accountability amongst the police force as well, it seems.
Correct. Yeah.
Katie, thank you so very much indeed.
Thank you.
Now you can contact Katie as well through the website, The Outlet, which is also the name of a pipe that your poo comes out of, by the way. That is also what an outlet is. It takes your poo and wee out of the house, but it's also what we call the shop.
Is this why you cut me 10 seconds short so you could give that fact?
Really? I feel like we traded there. I feel like I should have. Could we just
Michael,
let Katie talk more?
We'll see you next. We'll see you next week. Can't wait. Michael Leddy there, writer and blogger. Katie McGee too, from us here at Highland Radio. Stay tuned. Aidan's live from the Mount Errigal for a special outside broadcast, all coming up after the news at 12. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and forward your complaints to Michael Leddy, letter Kenny.
Yes.